The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faithfulness." The Lord replied, If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted in the sea," and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, "Come here at once and take your place at the table"? Would you not rather say to him, "Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink"? Do you thank the slave for doing what is commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, "We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I invite the children to come forward for a children's message. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Good morning. All right. Everybody see what I have here? A cookie. Can you see it? What does it have on it? Sprinkles? Yeah, can you see those sprinkles? Have you ever seen how small these guys are? Can we get just one? Can you see, if I hold this on my finger, can you see that one sprinkle? Yeah? Is it big? Well, I'm going to lose it. What about this one? Can you see this one? Kind of. They're very little, aren't they? If you ate just one sprinkle, if you had just one sprinkle, would that be enough? If you just ate one sprinkle, would it be enough to taste? Could you taste it, one sprinkle? Yeah? Could you do anything else with one sprinkle? Nope. When you bake cookies, you need more than one sprinkle, right? All right. So Jesus talks about mustard seeds in his story this morning. And a mustard seed is about that big. It's about that big. Big as this little sprinkle. Does it look like one mustard seed can do a whole lot? No, this little bitty seed. But it grows, and it becomes a really big plant. And it produces a lot of these mustard seeds. And with a lot of mustard seeds, you get, guess what? Mustard, right? You make mustard out of mustard seeds. Now, with just one mustard seed, would you have enough mustard to put on a sandwich? No. So you need a whole lot of them. So our faith, Jesus says, is like that mustard seed. And I would say our faith is like a sprinkle on this cookie. With just one sprinkle or just one mustard seed, you can't do a whole lot. So just we by ourselves can do a little bit. But together, look out there. See everybody? Together, we can do a whole lot if we combine all of our gifts. We can bake a whole lot of cookies. We could make a whole lot of mustard. We can do great things on behalf of God's kingdom, all of us together. So we're never alone. We always have each other. And together, we can do great things. All right, would you pray with me? Let's fold our hands. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for giving us faith. Thank you for giving us each other. Help us together to love the world you have made. In Jesus' name you pray. Amen. All right, y'all. You can head on back. No, we did not divide the cookie. That cookie's a week old, so I figured it would make a good object lesson, but not a good snack. So, grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So there's this kind of funny scene in an old John Wayne movie called El Dorado, if anybody's ever seen it. And it's a movie like any old Western about a town that's run down and is lacking leadership, and John Wayne's character, Cole Thornton, is filling that void because the sheriff has fallen off the rails. Well, another gunfighter gets involved protecting the interest of one of the large land-owning families who are taking over the community. And so Nelson McLeod and Cole Thornton are set against each other, these two great gunfighters, and they're in a saloon, and it looks like things are going to come to a head, and one of Nelson McLeod's hired guns jumps up like he's going to draw. And McLeod says, "Stop. Faith can move mountains, Jim, but it can't beat a faster draw. Faith can move mountains indeed, but it can't beat a faster draw." If you have a tiny little bit of faith, according to Jesus, you can do just about anything. In today's moment from Luke, we have a collection of sayings from Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. On this journey to Jerusalem, we have some great stories that invoke power, compassion, maybe upset just a little bit. And then we have moments like this where it's just Jesus and his disciples on the journey. And we have snippets of conversation about what the kingdom of God looks like. And so I want to go back just a few verses to the beginning of chapter 17. Luke found them important enough to include them together, so I say let's take them all on at the same time. Jesus said to his disciples, "Occasions for stumbling are bound to come, but woe to anyone by whom they come. It would be better for you if a millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea than for you to cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be on your guard. If another disciple sins, you must rebuke the offender, and if there is repentance, you must forgive. And if the same person sins against you seven times a day and turns back to you seven times a day and says, 'I repent,' you must forgive." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase your faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." And then the short story about the master and servants. Most of these sayings are found in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but the gospel writers put them in a different order. So here we have to take on a little bit of faith of why Luke is putting these things together. What does stumbling and faith and service all have to do in the life of a disciple? For Jesus, all of these things seem to boil down to humility, even though he never mentions it. Humility is the way of a servant. It is the way of a member of this unfolding kingdom. It takes a great deal of humility to be a disciple. Jesus says over and over again, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first," reversing expectations. Mary's song, when she is proclaiming the gift that Jesus will be for the world, way back at the beginning of Luke's gospel, talks about the mighty being brought down and the lowly lifted up. A great leveling, a reversal of expectations. And so we constantly have to challenge ourselves as disciples to temper those expectations. Maybe to not draw too far outside of the lines in some instances. Never to assume that we are greater than we've been called to be. To always be on guard of our graciousness and how we use that graciousness in the world. Luke 17 opens with a pretty harsh criticism about those who cause to stumble. The Greek is literally scandalize. Times for scandalizing are bound to come. It's just the way the world works. But woe to anyone by whom they come. a warning against we who would scandalize. It would be better if a millstone were hung around your neck and you cast into the sea than if you cause a little one to stumble. For my entire career, I think that this ought to be put on a plaque and hung in every pastor's office everywhere, regardless of denomination or how long you've been in ministry. There is a great deal that has been entrusted in imparting knowledge, wisdom, and carrying these old, old stories. And occasions for stumbling and scandalizing are bound to come. A great deal of faith and trust is put into the relationship between pastor and parishioner, and Lord knows there are enough stories of scandal in churches to fill books. I take this as a pretty heavy warning about how to go about ministry. Yes, it's okay to teach and preach and use the gospel to wake folks up, but to scandalize and turn people away, to do irreparable harm to relationships or community, to be on guard against breaking those relationships is always something that is on my mind. And I think we churches can take a page out of that book too. Now, we're not meant to be quiet in the face of injustice. We're not meant to sit silently against the great atrocities in our world. But we're also not to go out and create those things. Again, there are enough stories of churches that do this, that have caused damage, that have caused people to walk away from the church entirely. A loss of faith, if you will. So we need to be on our guard. We need to be gracious stewards of the story and gracious stewards of our faith practice, knowing that God's hospitality is always greater and more expansive than our own, and that our journey of discipleship is always trying to measure up to that great, expansive hospitality. In response to that, the disciples seem to have a pretty natural statement: increase our faithfulness. If a little bit of faith is good, more must be better. And Jesus responds with one of his famous statements: if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree or this mountain, be uprooted and be cast into the sea. A mustard seed is not much. A sprinkle on a cookie is not much. It is just a little bit. And Jesus is saying, just that tiny amount of faithfulness, just that tiny amount can do amazing things, can do things that you might not possibly be able to comprehend. And here it's helpful to retranslate just a little bit. I think it always should be translated faithfulness in the gospel, this root word of faith. Whether Jesus uses it or Paul uses it, it's always better to understand it relationally. Faith is not a piece of information. It is not something to be memorized and stored to be recalled later on a test or put into practice in a specific moment. Faithfulness is relational. Faithfulness can only occur between people, or between God and ourselves. Increase our faithfulness, the disciples are saying. We need more. To which Jesus responds with a great truth: just a little bit of faithfulness goes a long way. I think that's a good lesson for churches also. Just a little bit of faithfulness goes a long way. Now, we as individuals, when we see some of the challenges presented by the world around us, think there's not a whole lot we can do against poverty, racism, the big isms that we face in our world. And maybe as individuals, there isn't a whole lot to shift the pendulum. But together and in relationship with one another, we can do great things. And it does start with an individual. Your relationship with God, your relationship with one another, and the world around you can do great things. The way you embody the gifts that God has given you, the way you respond faithfully to what is going on right here in our church or in our community can do great things. But it's never you alone who are doing it. It's always in relationship with somebody else. And as the number of folks gathered increases, the faithfulness increases exponentially. To where communities, when faced with great joys and great challenges, face those together. To come together and celebrate milestones of life together in ministry. Or to go out and advocate for something powerful in this world. To see how a group of folks can change things. To see how a group of individuals, united by a cause or united in their faithfulness, can make an impact in the world. It is true that perhaps a mulberry tree or in other instances a mountain can be uprooted. Something we thought impossible can be done. Something we thought immovable can be moved. And then the last piece about humility. When we do what you're when you do what you are supposed to do, that's the way things are supposed to go, quite simply. There are no accolades for doing your job, no celebrations, it seems Jesus is saying. Sometimes the work of discipleship goes unnoticed. Sometimes being present every day, being faithful every day, is just the way things are supposed to be. The disciples keep wrestling with their place at the feet of Jesus. They're in that inner circle. So an increase in faith or doing works of discipleship must somehow elevate them. And here they are fighting against the rhythm of their own time. That's the way it was in the Roman world, constantly trying to work your way further up the ladder. More honor, more status, more celebration for what you are doing in the world. And Jesus says, not so. Do you thank the servant for doing what is commanded? No. It's just the way things go. And so too sometimes it is for discipleship. We act faithfully simply because that's what Jesus calls us to do. No awards, no accolades, no being called out in front of the community and celebrated. We simply do what we are created to do. And the world keeps moving. We may not see the change that we want to see right away. We may not feel like what we're doing is good enough or enough, period. But it is. Anything done on behalf of the kingdom of God moves the kingdom forward. Jesus says in another part, anyone who offers even a cup of cold water to a little one is doing the work of the kingdom, is doing the work of God in the world. Sometimes the life of discipleship is mundane, friends. Not every story has a grand ending. Sometimes days are just normal, and that's perfectly all right. Maybe a few more normal days, whatever that looks like, would be a good thing. When it seems like every time we turn on the TV or pick up our phone, something else has happened, something cataclysmic, something unexpected, or something expected that we have been dreading. It's in the small things that the work of God's kingdom continues to move as well. The small daily acts of kindness, the small pieces of relationship that often get taken for granted, the acts of compassion, mercy, and love that we do because we are children of God, because of the grace that we have received, because it has transformed us inside out, making us more benevolent, more merciful, more compassionate. And because we do those things every day, the kingdom of God continues to unfold. Just a little bit of faithfulness, just a little bit in each and every one of us collectively has the power to change our church, our community, and our world. Just a little bit. Amen. Let us join together in singing our hymn of the day, hymn 858, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Let us stand and sing together.